Alan Walmsley. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
As I say, Alan, you're always very welcome on this programme for trying to save lives. And I'm amazed people are still using chip pans.
Yes, Frank, I just caught you earlier in the show saying that there's been over 80 accidental dwelling fires caused last year because of chip pans, and it is frightening and it is shocking. And we're trying to use this week, obviously it's National Chip Week, and we're trying to use that as an opportunity just to go out to the public and just try to remind them of the dangers of chip pans.
So the chip pan that you're talking about is basically like a saucepan with oil in it.
Yes, it's the old traditional one, Frank, that probably when we're all kids, we all grew up with our parents using. And you've talked about it. 10 years ago, the number of fires we would have received because of chip pans, you know, were significant. We have greatly reduced them over the last 10 years. And we're down. Last year, we had 92. 2 years ago, we had 92. Last year, we had 81. So we're still going in the right direction. But there are still 81 calls, 81 houses where there's been a fire. And I mean, I was just looking at some of the stats there, and even in the early hours of Tuesday morning, our appliances were mobilised to report a chip pan fire to a young gentleman who'd already been out for a night out, had come back, had attempted to cook chips, and thankfully, because of a smoke alarm, that young man is probably with us today.
Why is it that people insist on the open chip pan? I've had this conversation with a woman of maturing years who has one, who I actually couldn't believe when it was through work, I had reason to visit her home. And, you know, I struck up the conversation when I saw it. I said, no, the number of times we've covered this on the radio and the TV, you really shouldn't have one of those. And she says, oh, the chips are so much nicer than the one with the lid on it. Is that what you hear?
Yes, you're right, Frank. There's always that core of people who will always say it'll never happen to them. You know, they'll always say, no, yes, we're going to keep the chip pan, it'll never happen, you know. And we're trying to even put a safety message out to those people and saying, look, if you aren't going to cheat and you're going to keep your chip pan, at least listen to the safety advice that we're trying to give you. You know, and we've put it out on our website, we've put it out in information, we've tweeted the information as well, just about how to use one of those chip pans. If you have to use them, how to use them safe. And again, that young gentleman just in the early hours of Tuesday morning is the prime example, you know, with alcohol, coming back late at night, attempting to cook chips. It's just everything that we're telling people not to do.
So if you're daft enough to use one, you must stand with it the whole time.
Yeah, Frank, you're right. Never leave it unattended. Never fill it more than a third full. And basically, if you see any signs, if the oil starts to smoke off in any shape or form, don't use it. Turn it off and let it cool down. And if the worst case happens and it does go on fire, you know, our advice is very clear. Don't try and move it. And I'm sure, Frank, you've seen the demonstrations we do with the mobile chip pan units that we use across the province. And we try and show what happens if you even put a small thimbleful of water into a burning chip pan. You can see the devastating effect. So never, ever put water into it. If you can, turn off the heat, phone the fire service and leave your premises.
Is it okay to put a blanket over it, or is that dangerous?
You can't. We try and teach people that if you can wet a tea towel and wring it out so it's just slightly damp, not dripping in water, you can use it the correct way to put it over the top of the pan. Again, now it's a specialist way to do it where you roll it to protect your hands as well. The perfect thing is you have a fire blanket in your house, which is even better. But again, if we're out doing any for fire safety instructions and community education, we would give some instruction how to use that. But again, it is quite a dangerous process to use. So if you have any concerns at all, we would advise turn the heat off and leave your building.
Okay, Alan, thank you. Alan Walmsley, fire officer with Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue. Last year, firefighters attended 81 accidental house fires caused by chip pans.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Conversation for you.